This is my tribe.
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 What's up? Welcome to the Tribe Night Messages podcast. Tribe Night is for students who are curious about faith and eager to discover how a relationship with Jesus could change their lives, their schools, and the heartland.
For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at cstone.students or text Tribe to 94,000. Hope you enjoy the message.
How many of you guys are here this morning for service? See Morgan preach. Yeah. Well, for those of you who weren't, I'm just going to read Matthew 5, 11 through 16, which is what we studied this morning. It goes, "Blessed are you when others reveal you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil things against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt was lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So I'm just going to talk about verse 13 through 16, where it talks about the light and or the salt and the light. And I don't know about you guys, but whenever I think of salt, I think of like what you put on food to make it taste better. And that's exactly what God is talking about too. He's saying we are the light of this world. Whenever you think of food, you put salt on it because it tastes bleh. You're trying to add flavor to it. And that's what we're called to do in this world. This world is blah. Without salt or without God. So we're called to add that saltness to the world. We're called to go to our everyday lives, to our jobs, to schools, and add that salt to the blah. And we do that by being kind. Like in conversations where someone's not nice, you add that love, you add that kindness. You don't get mad, you don't complain. You show God's love, you show his mercy, because that's what he did to you. And you are being an example of him. You're shedding that light in a blah world. You're being hope in a hopeless world. And then it goes on to talk about the city on the hill. And whenever I think of that, I like to think of like a lighthouse. A lighthouse on a hill that it guides captains of ships. It guides them to safety. It shows them around where there's danger. And it guides them into shore. And that's what our job is as Christians, is to guide people that are lost, that are stranded. They're looking for shelter. They're looking for safety. They need a home. That's our job as Christians. That's what we do. We spread the light. And then it goes on to talk about the lamp that is on the stool. And if you turn it on, you don't hide it. You don't put a basket over it. Our job as Christians, as we know God's love, we know a life with God, we're called to spread that. We're called to share what that's like, the love that we feel, because we don't want people to be captured or stranded to the devil. Like, we want them to feel the love of God. We want them to be set free. And that's our job as Christians, is to do that. And Morgan goes on to talk about how there's group A and there's group B. In group A, there's these people that they're ready for this. They want to go out there. They're outgoing. They want to preach. They want to go to the people in the street. They want to travel. Like, they're outgoing. They want to do that. And then there's group B, the people who are introvert. They don't want to do that. Like, they want people to feel the love of God. They want people to be saved, but they don't want to be the one to tell them. They're like, it's not my problem, so why do I gotta worry about it? And like, that's how I was at first. But as Christians, we have to know that our job isn't to feel comfortable. Our job is to feel uncomfortable and go to those people who need the light. They need some salt. See, for me personally, I'm more of group A. Like, I like being up here. I want to be up here in front of you guys. I want to be the people in the street. I want to travel and spread the word until it comes to my family. Like, I don't know what it is, but I can't. Like, I can, but I don't want to talk to my family about Jesus, talking about the Bible. Like, I just don't know how. Like, it's just, I get so choked up and it gets scary. But as a Christian, I know I have to. I know it's my job to, because one day it's going to be too late. One day that if they're gone and they could have known about Jesus, but I didn't tell them, that's my job. That's on me. I'm held accountable. So guys, I want you guys to be different. I want you guys to be salty. I want you guys to be a light in a world filled of darkness. Thank you guys.